We thank the Lord this morning for Him helping us through this week, and we thank Him for blessing all of us. Thank you for having mercy on Sister Juanita and her family. He is a good God. We appreciate it. Pray for me this morning. I feel like with my family and my house, I feel a little like I didn't have as much time as I usually do. So just bless me. Just pray for me and bless me this morning that I can bring forth what the God has for us. We've been dealing with on the subject of faith, and I'm not even sure which one this is, part four or five. I'm not sure. It's four? All right. I told my daughter this morning, I said, the congregation will know which part it is. They wrote it down. I couldn't find my little note that told me this morning. So anyway, we want to talk this morning about faith to defeat the devil. In Ephesians 2 and 2, it says, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the prince of the power of the air, it's very clear that the scriptures are teaching us about the enemy of our souls, the devil, Satan himself. And we walked with him. All of us at one point walked with him. We understand his ways. We understand the way he operates many times. It begins to be exposed to us more and more the longer that we're saved. But this is where we walked with the prince of the power of the air. Back in those days when we were walking with Satan like that, it was very comfortable for us to be there. We may have not liked some of the things that were there. We may have not liked some of the things we did. We may have would have liked to have had some changes. But there were many things we were very, very comfortable with. And so the enemy, we became sort of desensitized to him, desensitized to his ways, didn't really understand a lot of things, groped around in darkness. That's who we were. And that's who we had become to be. And so when we got saved and we began to understand the workings of the enemy, and we began to right away realize that we needed to defeat him. We needed to get him out of our lives. And we didn't realize how much control he had until we were saved. And then all of a sudden we realized he has a lot to do with things in my life. There are a lot of ways that I have, a lot of ways that I think, a lot of things that I have opinions about were educated by him. And I learned those things. And now here I am saved and I'm trying to unlearn what the enemy has done to me and what he has tricked me with. So we know who the prince of the power of the air is. And we know he's still here. He's still the prince of the power of the air. He's still all around us. All of him and his imps are still out there trying to deceive, trying to trick, trying to snare every soul they can. And he doesn't give up on us just because we are saved now. He doesn't give up on us just because we say we don't want to be his master anymore. We want to serve the only one and true God. But he doesn't give up on us. And so we are in a battle and in a fight. We are warring against the enemy of our soul. And we need to know how to defeat him. And as we've talked about this faith and how that many times people try to build up faith as being something very big and strong and out of our grasp, and where we can't, you know, you have to do this and you have to be here and you have to have this much knowledge and this much everything before you can have faith. And we hope by this series of messages that have come forth on faith that we have come to realize that faith is there. Faith is always there. It's the same faith. The same faith that we got saved when we came to this altar and realized that we were going to meet God here and that he would save us and we could get up and be different. That same faith, when we were just a babe, just a newborn baby, that same faith defeats the devil. It's the same faith. It is not some bigger, greater, more important faith, something that we have to achieve and gain and get to. It is always there. God has always given us the measure of faith that we needed for any task and anything that has come in our lives. He has always given us that. And we found out in one of the messages that God measures out faith. He meets it out to us. He gives it according to what we need and how we need it. So here we are, and many times we feel like that we are so surrounded that we can't help it. Oh, the devil is so strong, and it's so hard to do the right thing. But God gives us faith to do the right thing. But we have to reach out for it. It's not just something that is laying around and we just kind of suck it up by no effort on our own. That isn't how it works. Faith comes, it says, from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, there are many things that we do that help us with our faith, and that we have to do those things. But as we use this faith to defeat the enemy of our soul, it's so important that we realize that the devil doesn't have to be scary. The devil and all of his imps, everything that he does, doesn't have to defeat us. We don't have to say yes. We can be tempted, and we don't have to say yes. We can defeat the devil with the faith that God has measured out to us at any given time in our experience. It is enough faith to defeat the enemy there, right there in our life. From the newborn babe up, we have the right amount of faith to be able to do that. So in Ephesians 6, 10 through 16, very familiar set of scriptures. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Put on the whole armor. God has designed things that we can do. He has designed ways that we can have on armor, that we can have something that the devil can't go through. We can have something that will protect us. And he has designed it that way. It says, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not flesh and blood. Although many of our trials come through another human being in our lives, it's not flesh and blood that we're wrestling. We're wrestling the spirit that is behind the person. We're wrestling against what the enemy is doing with them that is causing them to bring stress and whatever into our lives. That's who we're wrestling against. And sometimes when we first were saved, it was hard for us to understand that. We wrestled many times against other humans, other people, other situations that were happening with them, instead of being able to put our finger on that this is just the devil. But after a while, you begin to learn that something starts to go wrong and you say, this is just the devil. You know the devil's behind it somewhere. You may not know where he is, exactly where he's standing. You may not understand the trap. You may not understand the snare. But you know he's there, waiting, just waiting to pull that trap closed on you. And so you begin to be more cautious all the time to be able to do what is right. But it says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are talking about the spirit world that is out there. The world does not like to talk about the spirit world as it really is. They don't want to talk about the spirit world that there is Satan, and he has all of his imps and spirits that he sends out to conquer and wreak havoc in people's lives. They don't want to talk about it that way. They want to talk about the spirit world of, you know, mediums and clairvoyance and all of these tarot cards and all these things. And they want to make this spirit world their friend. And many times recently in where I live, and I was talking with some women, and they were all talking about seeing their dead mothers and their grandmothers and all of these things, and I didn't realize how common that kind of thing is out there, how common it is. These women come from all different walks of life, all different places, all different families, and yet they're having similar experiences out there with this. And how the enemy wants to make a friend of them by letting them talk to their dear departed mother, by letting them talk to their, you know, this. Some of them have even seen their pets that have died. Do you know what I'm saying? The enemy is so cruel. So cruel. And he wants them, see, what he does is he brings something like that, and instead of them being afraid, they're not afraid because it's their mother. What's to be afraid of her? It's their mother. And so they feel like that I can, you know, talk with her and, oh, she said this thing to me, you know, and they're all saying, oh, yes, we believe that they're all still with us and they're all still around us. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, there's nobody around us but the spirits of God impersonating people, the spirits of the devil, rather, impersonating people and trying to make them believe that they're still here and around and comforting, because nobody wants to think of them gone forever. And nobody wants to think of them that they weren't maybe a good person and they didn't go to the right place. Nobody wants to think like that. And so it's easier to think along these lines. Well, don't you think that the enemy knows that? These are the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness that we're working against, that we're coming against in this life. And you run into it from time to time, and people will say, well, you know, I just feel so close to my mother, and I just feel so close. When I go here, I feel so close. I feel this, I feel that. And you know, the enemy wants to do that to them. Because the truth of the matter is that yes, we have wonderful memories of our loved ones, and those are a comfort to us. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to reminisce and talk about our departed loved ones. It's a wonderful thing to remember all the good and all the things that happened and all of the really wonderful, loving, caring things. But the Bible says when they leave here, they're gone. They are gone. They've either gone to be with the Lord or they haven't. But they're gone. They're gone from us. We won't see them again. You know, David said in the Old Testament, when his child died, the judgment of God was upon his child, and the child died. Well, I won't see him, but I can go where he is. I can go see him there. I can go where he is. I can't bring him back, but I can go where he is. And that's what we're striving for, is to go where they are. So, this battle that we're fighting, this war that we're fighting in, sometimes it can be very overpowering. There are sometimes that we get into situations and the temptation is so great that we feel like we can't say no. We feel like that we don't have the power to say no. But yes, you do. Faith is what defeats the devil. Faith. Faith in God is what defeats the devil. We have faith. Faith is right here. It's with us all the time. The reason we're walking every day saved and still saved is because of faith. Because there is a faith and a belief in a powerful God that keeps us from all the evils and from all the temptations of the enemy. So we're fighting in this war. It's a horrible war. There are many casualties in this war. More casualties in this war than there are victors. Because the world, it has more, the Bible teaches us, there's a broad way, and there's many more on the broad way than there are on the narrow way. So we know that there are many more in the armies of the enemy than there are in the armies of God. Many more. And so we realize that we are outnumbered. But what happened in the Old Testament when they were outnumbered? What happened to them? When he would whittle down their ranks and he would say, oh no, you can't go with that many men. They were already didn't have enough in their army already. And he started whittling it down. Well, now you don't take this and you don't take that. And he ends up with this small amount. What do you think God told us? Why do you think he gave us those understandings? Why do you think he put those stories in there? It was to help us to see that little, what we think is little, with God in it accomplishes much, that there's no limit to what we can do. There's no limit to what we can resist. There's no limit to any of that, what we can do, because of faith. Faith. There's no such thing as, I don't have the faith. We've talked about that already. There's no such thing as, I don't have the faith. Because faith is right there. All you have to do is take it. All you have to do is reach for it. All you have to do is ask for it. It's right there. God is willing to give it to you because he knows you need it. And it's measured out to you. We found out it's measured out. There's no such thing as not having faith. There is such a thing as refusing faith. There is such a thing as having faith that you don't exercise, that you just refuse to exercise it. We have a great temptation and something is coming against us and tempting us to do this, do this, do this. Now, we're standing there and we're in this battle. We're in the battle. Tempted. Do this, do this, do this. And you're weighing. There is nothing that can make you give in. Nothing. Nothing. I have to agree. I have to agree to give in. I have to say, okay, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. We have to agree. The devil can't make us do this. It's impossible for him to make us. It's impossible for him to pluck us out of God's hand. Nothing can pluck us out of the Lord's hand. Nothing but us. And God is right there willing to give us everything we need. And this armor that he's talking about here, everything you need, I am willing to give it to you. But what does it say in verse 11? It says, put on. He gives it. He supplies it. But put it on. There have been many people, many out there in the police community. You know, they supply them with bulletproof vests and things like that. Do you know that there are some that go out and they don't put them on? And there have been some that have died because they didn't put them on. They were supplied. You could have them. You could have this. You could have it to where it's just, you know, would protect your vital organs, which is all what this armor is all about. But they chose not to put it on. They either felt like they really didn't need it, nothing had ever happened before, or they felt it was too hot today, it was too uncomfortable, maybe I've gained a little weight, it doesn't fit me so good. You know what I'm saying? Because they're made in such a way that they're supposed to fit you a certain way. The point is that God knows all about this armor. He knows everything you need. It's already supplied, but you must put it on in faith. Because we have no physical armor. I don't have a helmet and all of the things that it mentions here. I don't have it in my room that I take it off at night when I go to bed. And then I get up in the morning and I put it all back on so that I could go out and face the devil in this war. No. This is armor I can sleep in. This is armor that I have no matter where I'm at. If I'm all alone or if I'm in a crowd, it doesn't make any difference. I have it all the time. I have it. He's already supplied it. Through faith. I don't have physical armor. It's through faith I know I can defeat the devil. I can do it. Why? Because I have evidence. I've seen everybody else do it. And I've even done it. Why? Every one of us can tell stories about how we defeated the devil. This and this was going on and that was happening and my mind was flooded with this and I was confused and I didn't know. But the devil was just trying to confuse me. He was trying to do this. He was trying to do that. And the Lord exposed him and I was able to see him and everything. And did I get out my boxing gloves and go to work on him? Is that what I did? No, you know what I did? I just exercised faith against him. That's all I did. I had the faith all along, but I didn't exercise it. He was batting me around, you know, like a cat with a mouse. And then all of a sudden, I realized, wait a minute. I have a great God of heaven behind me. And I believe he's so powerful, he can do anything. And so the faith then is exercised. And that's why we say, devil, you're defeated. You're a defeated foe. Thank the Lord. But it's through faith, dear ones. Everybody has it. Everybody has faith to be able to defeat the enemy. It's just whether or not they use it. It's just whether or not they do. It goes on and says here, wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God, all of it, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, I want you to see this, above all, above all this other armor, above all, taking the shield of faith. You see, faith. This is how everything works in the kingdom of God, is through faith. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Everyone. He can't get one past. You know, the giant, he was covered with all of his armor. He had on this and that. He had shield bearers. He had all kinds of things. And from the stories that you read about, and from the, if you read history and you find out about the armor and everything, his only vulnerable spot that was open was his forehead. That was all that was open. That was it. But we never hear of David as he's standing there. We never hear him calculating, okay, it's only his forehead. That's all that's open. You know, and this and that. And I think, you know, I'm going to have to do this. Lord, make this fly right in that. We don't see any of that. Because David isn't looking at his armor. He's not looking at what all he's got. He's looking at what all he's got. What all David has. Who is this? This uncircumcised Philistine that is coming against the Lord our God? He defiling his name? Defying the armies? Here, we have all this armed, this huge army, and they're just laying down and won't go out and fight. Who is this? His faith. See, he had faith. He fought some battles, and he knew some things. Do you know all the people in those armies that already fought battles? They had almost all of them probably already fought battles and won. They had already done that. But see, it's through faith. Faith in a higher power. Not everybody in that army was looking to God to help them win. They were looking to the shields and the spears and the arrows and the swords and everything else. It's what Peter did in the garden. He said, I'll die with you. I'll die with you, Jesus. And he meant it. He meant it. What he meant was, and when he took out his sword in the garden, that's what he meant. And he went and cut off he was going to take off their heads. He was going to do everything. He was outnumbered, and he knew it. And he was going to die for the Lord. He was willing to do that. But when the Lord said, put up your sword, and he saw Jesus just give in and just be led away, oh, it shook Peter's faith then. He truly was willing to die. But he wasn't willing to be tortured. He wasn't willing to be taken in the soldiers' hands and put into prison and tortured and all of these things. He hadn't even considered that. He had just considered, I'll die in a war for you. I'll slash until I don't have anything left and they kill me. But he wasn't so willing to just stand there and do nothing and let God deliver him or not deliver him. He wasn't so willing to do that. He didn't understand that kind of faith. He only had the kind of faith as, I'll die for you. He meant it. But when the Lord said, put up your sword, he didn't understand that so well. And dear ones, that's what we learn, isn't it? You have things in your life that you have used for a sword. You know that? You have had things in your life that you used for a sword. Things that you cut people up with. Things that you could do. Ways that manipulation, all manner of things, being the loudest one in the room, screaming louder than the other person, you know, having a strong, silent treatment. You know what I'm saying? You've had swords in your life. And when you get saved, God says, put up your sword. Oh, it's hard. Well, how am I going to be protected? This is how I protected myself. I'm going to be vulnerable. People are going to be able to just walk all over me. But what did we find out? We found out that people don't walk all over us. We found out that God, faith in Him, brings something that is more powerful than that little sword that we wield to try to keep things in order around us so that things didn't touch us and bother us and whatever. I know how to get rid of this. And God says, no, put up your swords. Put up all those swords you have in your life, all those things you've used against people, protection and all those things. Put them up. God is so good to us, dear ones. It says, above all the other armor, above all the other weapons, above all, taking the shield of faith. Faith is no, is what? Faith is, give me the definition of faith. The substance of what now? Of hope for. Evidence of things not seen. That's faith. See, we learn that, don't we? We learn after a while that we were hoping for some things, but we got them. We got them. We have evidence that doing it this way, you gain what you're after. It doesn't look the same as you thought it was going to look. You know, it doesn't look the same, but you get it. You get what you ask for. We have evidence. All of us have evidence of faith in our lives. We trust in a mighty God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, and it says it's going to quench all the fiery darts. All of them. Not some of them. Not just the main barrage. You're not going to get side swiped over here. It's going to go around your shield and the arrow is going to pierce you in the side because you didn't see the enemy over here. No. He says, this shield of faith, it will literally protect you from all the fiery darts. Just going to quench them. Just going to shoot them down. And haven't you found that out in your life? I'm fighting a battle. I'm in a battle. And what happens when I finally go, I throw up my hands and I say, God. What's happening when you do that? Faith. You see, faith. That's what that is. When we call out for God, it's faith. It's God, help me. Why do I say that? Because I have faith to believe He really can help me. I'm not begging for something that can't happen. I know it can happen. It's happened before. I've called on God. But there's many times that we go for quite a space of time before we go, Lord, help me. That's faith when we reach up like that. All right, James 2 and 19. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. I want you to understand something. The devils tremble at the word of God, at God, Jesus. They tremble. They believe. Why? Because they're in the spirit world and they see it all happening. They see the battles. They see everything happening. They see the warring angels of God. They see the imps that are being sent out by the enemy. It's a war out there in the spirit world. We don't see it, but it's there. But the devils see it. They tremble. Why do they tremble? Because they know that any person in this world that turns towards God, they lose all power over him. That's it. As long as they keep going towards God, they lose all power over him. There's nothing else they can do. They can try this trap. They can try this. They can try that. Oh, they might win a little skirmish because somebody isn't wise to the ways that they're working. But that's all. That's all. It's all over. They tremble. They see all of this in the spirit world. I want you to understand the devil trembles at the name of God, at the name of Jesus. And who do we have with us? God. Who do we have with us? Jesus. Who do we have living inside of us? The Holy Spirit. Okay. So, our faith that we have this. We have faith to believe, I'm saved today. I have this. I have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I have that in my life. I don't have doubts about that. I know God. I have this. If you have that, the devil trembles at you. Because you have what he trembles at. What the Bible clearly states here, they believe and they tremble. And you have it. You have it in you. You have it in an earthen vessel. Not just in the spiritual realm. You have it in an earthen vessel. You've heard that saying. I used to hear one of the older sisters when I first got saved used to say it. That God, the devil trembles when he sees the weakest saint on their knees. You know, they just tremble. I remember them telling a story, and I don't know where they got the story, and it may be in one of the old saints' books, I'm not even sure, about a woman that was in her house, and somebody had snuck into her house, was hiding under her bed. You've probably heard the story. And she got down to pray, and as she got down to pray, she realized this man was under the bed. That's a pretty scary thought, isn't it? I don't think any of us would want to be in that place. It just, we would not like that. But what did she do? She started praying for the man under her bed. Started praying for the man, and they said that he came out trembling. Why? Because the devil was in him, and God was in her, and she was stronger. She was stronger. Faith. She believed that that prayer she was praying up to God was stronger than a concealed weapon in my house. You know what I'm saying? Stronger than that. Stronger than locking all my windows and doors. Because they can break in through windows and doors. It's stronger than all that. Her on her knees, little old lady on her knees, is stronger. Through faith. See, her faith in her God. That when she was there in front of her and her God, that she was strong. She had power. She didn't have to be afraid. Faith. She had faith in her God. It's always there. In 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See, greater. Greater in you. Why? The devil spends a lot of time trying to get us to feel like we're weaker. Trying to get us, talk us into feeling like that we don't have very much. And we don't have any defenses. He tries to talk us into the fact that, you know, we're not protected. And that, you know, you better be careful of this. And you better be careful of that. And you better be afraid of that. And you better, you know. He spends a lot of time, what? Trying to break this down. The fact that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The one that the prince of the power of the air in this world. You are greater. With God inside of you, you are greater than he is. And so the enemy spends a lot of time trying to tear it down. Trying to make us feel like we're nothing. Trying to make us feel like we don't have any power or strength. Trying to feel, make us, and what have we done? There's been many times that we have felt the pressure of that. And we have felt like we didn't know if we had everything that we needed. And there are times, I know it's happened with me and it's probably happened with many of you, and you get down and you're almost trembling and shaking yourself and you're saying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to go through this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how, whatever, but what am I doing? I am exercising faith in prayer. I am telling the Lord about it. I am asking for his help. And what happens in that prayer usually? You're down there praying, and what happens? He begins to talk back. And he begins to say, get up, child. You know, you're strong. You can do this. We can do this together. I'm right here with you. He does all, but I'm exercising faith when I fall on my knees and say, Lord, I'm weak. I don't know if I can go through this. I'm exercising faith. Why? Because I don't know if I can, but I know he can. And I know he can give me what I need. That's faith. You're exercising faith every day. It is not something special, something big, something unreachable. That's what the enemy wants you to feel. Faith is exercised every day, all through the day, in all the things that happen in your life. You're exercising faith in God all the time. Because greater is he that is in you than the prince of the power of the air that is in the world. So in 1 Peter, another very, very common scripture, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Do you hear that? Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist steadfast in the faith. It's not some special faith. It's just the faith. It's just the same faith that you had when you came down to the altar. It's the same faith when you get on your knees and you ask the Lord to help you with something. It's the same faith that when you're standing in a public place and this conversation is going on around you and the devil's trying to get you to join in and say something and the Lord is saying, don't do it, don't do it. You're going to have problems. Don't open your mouth. Don't do it. It's the same faith when you close your mouth and don't say anything. It's the same faith. There's no special faith for here and there and everywhere. It's always the same faith. The faith in God, that he is up for every problem. He is there for everything. He is our all in all. He is the one that will get us from earth to glory. He's the one. It's faith. But this roaring lion, oh, he's out there telling us all manner of things. And in the beginning, we weren't too wise about his wiles and what all he was doing. And it was very confusing. And we had a lot of things that we didn't understand. But you don't live for the Lord very long before you start to see the devil pretty good. You start to see him pretty well. And you start to recognize him faster and faster. You begin to understand, oh, okay, here he comes. Here he comes. It can be a little, it can be far off now. It used to be he'd get right up next to you and on you. And I'm speaking in your ear and everything before you would say, oh, this is the devil. Now you start reckoning afar off. Something happens and somebody says something. You go, uh-oh, it's coming. Here it comes. You know, and you start praying before the thing even comes your way. But you know it's coming because you recognize the wiles of the devil. Through faith. You trust God to help you to see it. It's through faith we defeat the devil. Through the faith of prayer, the faith that we have a God that does everything and can do everything and is there doing everything. In Acts 19, there were some exorcists that took it upon themselves to pray over some that had evil spirits. And it says in the 15th verse, 19:15, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the devil, evil spirit was, leapt on them and overcame them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. But you know what their problem was? Up at the first verse, 13, it says, we adjure you, they're speaking to this spirit, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. What does that tell you? That they don't have it. They're just trying to use some power that somebody else has. You know what it does though? They had faith in Paul. They had faith in what Paul did, but they hadn't received it themselves. They hadn't gone after it themselves. So they're calling on because of what Paul, you know, what Paul preaches. We're taking that. We want to use that same faith and call this out. But they didn't have it themselves. And the Spirit said, I know Jesus. See, he's in that spirit world. He knows him. He knows Paul. He dealt with Paul all those years. But I don't know you at all. I don't know you. I don't have to obey you. Dear ones, we have power through faith over evil spirits that are all around us and even in other people around us who we have things that we have to do with. when people that we meet on the streets, and you can tell that they are under powers. You come up against people, people you work with, people that look very normal and sane, and after a while you realize they are underneath the influence of some powers, some evil powers. We have power over those evil spirits. Why? Because of our faith, what we preach. We believe in God. He is the opposite of the enemy. He defeats the enemy wherever he goes. The devil never wins against God. And we believe that. Wouldn't it be horrible if we didn't? None of us believe that, though. We never believe that, oh, God isn't going to be strong enough to defeat the devil this time. We never say that. What do we say? I don't know if I'm strong enough. But see, with God in you, you are. That's the point. You are. And the devil knows who you are. When he says, you know, and I think we had a message not too long ago, I believe, on that. He knows us. He knows our name. And he knows all the little kind of tricks that he wants to try to play on you. He knows how your mind works. And he says, well, I'll get her or him to start thinking about this. I'll get her to start, you know, I'll send somebody over here to touch this little button because I know this button. This is a sore one right here. God is more powerful than all that. We have power over evil spirits. Our last scripture is Luke 10. 17 through 21. And the 70 returned again with joy. And they said, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. We use your name and the devils are subject to us. This was a revelation to them. They didn't know this before. All of a sudden they realize it. We use your name, Lord, and the devils are subject to us. Is that what we can do? Use the Lord's name and any devil that's around us that is bothering us, torturing us, trying to make us think this or that, that they are subject to us. They came back rejoicing over this great power they had. Are we rejoicing over the great power we have over the enemy? Do we act like we have this great power over the enemy? Do we pray against him like we have power against him? We have power over him. He can't do anything past what we're praying. But through faith in Jesus, through faith that we're his child, he lives in us, we live in him. We're all connected. We're connected with the spirit world, the kingdom of God. Faith. We've never seen the whole kingdom of God. We've seen people in the kingdom of God, but we haven't seen the whole kingdom. It's a spiritual vision, you get of that. Okay, so it goes on to say, Jesus tells them, yes, I understand what you're saying because I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, he's lost his power. I'm here now. He's lost his power. I'm here. He's fallen down. He was so high in the earth and they didn't have a way to get free of him, but I'm here now. And he's fallen from his high position. You see, he's fallen. You need to know he's falling. In faith, your faith in Jesus, he has fallen at your feet. It says, behold, I give unto you power. He's telling his disciples, behold. You may not have known this before, but I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. He means about that spiritual evil kingdom. There is nothing out there that can hurt you. Can people take your life? Yes. But that isn't the kingdom. That isn't the war we're in. It's not a war to preserve our physical life. It is a war to preserve our spiritual life. And he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Because I give you power. Jesus gives us power. Do you believe Jesus gives you power? Do you have faith to believe that you have power over these spirits? Do you have faith to believe that you can pray over these spirits that are troubling you? Do you have faith to believe you can pray over spirits that you know are troubling your loved ones? Do you have faith to believe? See, it's the same faith. There's no special faith that you get to pray over somebody else that is being troubled by spirits. There's no special faith. It's the same faith. The one where you pray for yourself and you say, Lord, the devil is bothering me. Make him flee. I resist him. He has to go. Make him flee. It's the same power. It's the same faith. Not a special faith. But he says here in 20, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Why does he say this? He wants the spirits to be subject to him, but he's saying, don't rejoice in that. Why? He says, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Because that's where the power comes from, as your name is written in heaven. See, you're in the book, and it's written down. Your names are in heaven, and that's why you get the power. And that's where you get it from. And he wants them to know, hey, be careful here. Don't just think that there's this random power out here that I'm just all of a sudden able to do all of these things. No, it comes from someplace. And it comes from you living in a certain place. Faith. I have faith to believe that this is like this. And then I want you to pay special attention to verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. I want you to get what's happening to Jesus here. They have just gone out and they've done all these things and these mighty works, and they've come back and they're rejoicing and everything. And Jesus corrects them a little. He says, now be careful, because this only comes because you're part of the kingdom. Be careful here. And then he says, he rejoiced in his spirit. And Jesus said, I thank you, O Father. He's looking up to his Father and he says, I thank you, O Father. Because, see, he knew God had done something. That his Father had done something for them. That he knew that his Father was the one that had to do it. And he says, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. And he says, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. And hast revealed them to these babies. Are you a baby? Are you a baby? Are you one of God's children? Yes. Are you one of his babies? He's revealed this to you. Amen. That you have power through faith in him. Through the faith to get saved and the faith to be in the kingdom. The faith to receive the Holy Spirit to live in your life. You have now power over all of the enemy's wiles. You have the faith to defeat him everywhere. He says, you've revealed it. Joy. Jesus is rejoicing. Because, you know, Jesus talked to the disciples all the time. He talked to them all the time. But they didn't always understand what he was saying. But when they came back and they said this, he says, oh, Father, you've revealed something to them that all of my talking could not get this over to them. But you have revealed this to babes. To babes. Even so, Father, for it so seemed good in thy sight. We're just babes. We're just babes. You know what? We have that power. We have the power over evil spirits. We have power over the devil. He has no power against us but what we agree with and let him have.
Yes, amen.
There is no other power. All through faith. It's all about faith. We've never seen the devil. Most of us haven't. Maybe somebody has. I don't know. But we haven't seen the devil. We've just seen him working. We've seen that. But we have faith to believe. When I go to my Father and I say, oh, Lord, help me. The devil, whatever. Because we say this all the time. The devil. We understand things. We get it. It's the devil. We have faith to believe that when we get down there and what we hope that the Lord can get across this morning is that you don't have to get down on weak, trembling knees. See, you can get down on strong knees. And you can say, oh Lord, we have power against the enemy. You have the power, but you've given it to me. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. I do it. You've given me the power, Lord. Help me to exercise my faith in the power that you've given me. Exercise my faith in the power you've given me to defeat the enemy. It's all by faith.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.